This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. And this week, we're talking with Matt Sertic, Health and Safety Manager at CHS, about farm safety reminders this fall and winter. All right, Matt, it's a busy time. Some folks are still wrapping up harvest. We're getting ready to go into that winter season. Let's talk a little bit about line of fire safety hazards. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's something that we've talked a lot with our employees really across the country, and it might be kind of a new concept, but it really what it comes down to is body positioning, hand placement. Line of fire is in kind of that direct path of where something can go, and the best way I like to look at this one is, you know, if I'm using a wrench, and if all of a sudden I'm pulling on that wrench, where's my body placement? If I'm pulling it towards myself, what happens if that wrench slips? All of a sudden, I put myself into what is the concept of line of fire and put myself into kind of an injury situation. So we talk a lot with our employees about thinking through the task at hand and looking for what we're trying to do. And am I in the best position, or what am I exposing myself to if something should go wrong? And a lot of times, you know, it's the things you don't expect, but all of a sudden it can catch you. And it can strike your body, strike your hands, things like that. And so that's why it's important to slow down, think what we're doing, and making sure that we're in the right spot to do the job safely.
For those still handling grain, what should farmers remember while they're working around grain bins? We know those are areas that can be very dangerous. What should folks be thinking about?
Yeah, and it's a great question. Is when we talk a lot about grain bin safety, first and foremost is try not to enter if we can possibly do it. I mean, there's a lot of different situations that present a hazard or risk when you enter in a grain bin. But if we do have to go into these grain bins, making sure that we're locking them out. What that means is isolating that energy source, shutting off the augers that might be pulling out that grain from the bin, shutting off any of the conveyors that might be feeding that bin, but making sure we're really isolating those energy sources so we protect ourselves when we're in the bin. Making sure that we're not going in if there's bridging situations or anything like that. We just need to protect ourselves and have someone else available. It helps to have that second person that can be, you know, that attendant, that person that watching you if you have to go into that grain bin. So a lot of it comes down to preparation. It comes down to looking for those risks and those situations that put yourself in a dangerous situation. And it goes all back to that preparation.
Yeah, a lot of farm safety really has to do with preparation. Here's another one. With winter knocking at the door, whether we like it or not, old man winter's close by. How can farmers prepare to stay safe during wintertime?
And yes, it's hard to think about right now as it's some beautiful weather outside, but winter is right around that corner. And it's something that we're talking constantly with our facilities, our operations of, well, it might seem nice now, you change it, it'll change in 15 days, it could change tomorrow. And so it comes down to that preparation, looking at, you know, organization of your parts, materials, things around the farm, around the operation. Is it an easy spot to be able to get to if it's buried in snow or ice? But also the preparation side for ice melt and shovels. And last but not least, and this is an area we made some tremendous progress and a lot of great feedback from all of our employees, are on ice cleats. They've really made some tremendous progress in ice cleats in that industry. And now they have them where you can put them right in the midsole of your boot. You can leave them on all year long, all winter long. And that way, when you're coming out of your shed or your shop, you can rotate that cleat down and give yourself a little extra protection. When you come out of the cold, you can rotate it right back around and you can still walk safely in the shop. So those are some really key points that we continue to stress. And last but not least is even marking things around your farm, around your operations. So when you're snow plowing, you're pushing that snow around, things get buried. It's important to have those obvious and marked so it can be recognizable.
All right, Matt, thanks a lot. That's Matt Sertic, Health and Safety Manager at CHS. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.